From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan blamed Islamic State for Saturday's attack on a wedding party that killed at least 50 people in the city of Gaziantep. The wedding was attended by many Kurds in a Kurdish part of the city near the Syrian border. Erdogan said the suicide bomber was between 12 and 14 years old. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
All through Saturday night, ambulances rushed the wounded to hospitals across Gaziantep. Witnesses say a suicide bomber detonated explosives in a packed street of people dancing and celebrating a wedding. Along with children, the bride and groom are reported to be among the dead in Turkey's worst terror attack this year. Speaking the day after the attack, while surveying the damage, local resident Ibrahim Özdemir says people are in shock.
Çevre eş dostlarımızdan vardı, işte komşularımız vardı. Üzüntülüyüz, acı içerisindeyiz.
Our friends and neighbors were there. We are so sad and in pain. The attack is an atrocity, he said. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
At least 20 people died when two suicide car bombs rocked a local government building and a nearby market in Galkayo, central Somalia. That's according to witnesses and officials. Eyewitness Abdullahi Dahir said the first car bomb rammed into a local government compound housing administrative offices, and soon after the first responders came out of the surrounding buildings, another suicide bomber with a speeding car blew himself up. This is VOA News. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, badly trailing Democratic contender Hillary Clinton among minority voters, is making a new pitch to court support among African Americans and Hispanics. Trump, a real estate mogul making his first run at elected office, told a largely white crowd of supporters in the mid-Atlantic state of Virginia on Saturday that he recognizes that outreach to the African American community is an area where the Republican Party must do better and will do better. He noted the party's history with the first Republican president, Abraham Lincoln, freeing slaves in the mid-1800s. Earlier, Trump met in New York with a group of Hispanics advising his campaign. He told them, according to several people who attended the gathering, that he wants to develop a humane and efficient way to deal with the 11 million undocumented immigrants living in the United States, the majority of them Hispanics from Mexico and Central America. Trump's efforts in recent days to court black voters before mostly white political rallies have come after he declined invitations in recent weeks to speak to the NAACP, the country's most prominent civil rights group, and a group of black and Hispanic journalists, both of which Clinton addressed. National political surveys show Clinton has amassed huge leads among both black and Hispanic voters. U.S. gymnast Simone Biles has been chosen by the U.S. athletes to carry the American flag in Sunday's closing ceremony. Biles, who took four gold medals and a bronze in this year's competition, called the decision an incredible honor. The final day of the Olympics Sunday features 12 gold medal events, including men's basketball and men's marathon. On Saturday, U.S. swimmer Ryan Lochte admitted he over-exaggerated assertions that he and three teammates were the victims of an armed robbery at a Rio de Janeiro gas station. He insisted, however, he did not lie, but still issued an apology. A wind-driven fire in Central California has forced the closing of the historic Hearst Castle. The fire in San Luis Obispo County has destroyed 48 structures and burned more than 8,000 hectares since August 13th and is about 4 kilometers from the popular tourist attraction that houses a large art collection that belonged to William Randolph Hearst. Meanwhile, officials say the blue-cut wildfire in Southern California that has destroyed more than 300 homes and outbuildings is 80% contained. The fire has burned more than 15,000 hectares in the mountain areas of San Bernardino County, 120 kilometers northeast of Los Angeles. Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.